Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I've often said in Bible studies or in passing that one of the things that I appreciate about the Lutheran Church and the Lutheran approach to theology is the way that it's comfortable with paradox. Paradox is defined as the ability to hold two thoughts or two truths in tension, even when they are contradictory. To hold two truths in tension, even when they contradict each other. To put it simply, we Christians are both and people in an either-or world. And you see that, the way that we are so divided as a people these days. In our theology, there is a number of notable examples of paradox. For instance, we understand the nature of the church. The church is that place that gathers around word and sacrament. Not word or sacrament, but word and, both and. And we proclaim Scripture to be law and gospel. Not just law or not just gospel, but both. Both and. And we are saints and sinners simultaneously. You're starting to get the idea here. We are, of course, sinful people. That's part of our very nature. That's who we are. But yet we are saints redeemed by the blood of Christ. We are made saints. We are made holy in God's sight because of what Jesus did on the cross. Oh, and there's more. Martin Luther talked about how there was a kingdom of the left hand and a kingdom of the right hand. That was basically to say that God works through secular things like governments and laws and rules that we abide by, and through the church and through the Spirit. Both and. And also, picking up on Scripture again, Luther pointed out that we are perfectly free lords of all. We are totally free as Christ's children, but yet we are also dutifully slaves to one another. Both and. And even now today, we understand that truth can come both through science and faith, not either or, but both and. Well, there's more, and today is a great example. This is Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. Now, I could suggest that it's either or, but it's both and. It is a time when we consider love in its broadest sense. But we also consider that love isn't just hearts and flowers, as Hallmark would have us think. Love also involves a great deal of compromise and occasionally pain, occasionally even conflict, occasionally even being with that loved one till death do us part. Both and. Yes, it is Valentine's Day. And we do think on this day very much about God's love for us. But there's ashes to this too, because you see, that love was expressed to us through our Lord's death on the cross. So it's both and. Hearts and ashes. Our second lesson from Romans 6 gives us another example. Let me read a part of it again. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ. Dead and alive. Not dead or alive. You remember that used to be a black and white cowboy show, Wanted, Dead or Alive? It was one of my favorites. It was a story about a bounty hunter, you know, who would go out and catch the bad guy. And the story would always start with him finding one of those wanted posters that said dead or alive, you know. And he would grab that and go out and get the bad guy. And there were no gray areas in that TV show. You know, the bad guys were bad. I think they even wore black hats, you know. And, you know, the good guys wore the white hats. It was very clear. There was no gray area, dead or alive. But interestingly enough, Paul tells us that God doesn't want us dead or alive. He wants us dead and alive. Paul understands human nature pretty well to say it this way. We are human beings who are in bondage to sin. That's what our liturgy very frequently reminds us. We are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. It's who we are. It's part of who we are. We are sinful people with a capital S. You know, that's our nature. And individual sins with a small s, those follow. But that's part of who we are. We're sinners. It's almost a Star Wars analogy. That there's a dark side. There is a dark side to each of us. Sin has us under its control. We are in bondage to sin, and that sin produces things in our lives that are not God-pleasing. That sin, that sinfulness, whispers in our ears and says, oh, you can stretch the truth, okay, that's all right. Or it whispers to us, you know, it's all right if you talk about your neighbor. You're just informing them about their shortfalls. It's not gossip, after all. And sin is that inner inclination to mistrust God, to be fearful of the future, not recognizing that God has the future in his hands. It's the dark side of us, sin. And Paul tells us that its signature is death. Sin will kill us eternally, Scripture tells us. It separates us from God. But there's good news. The way that God chooses to break sin is through the death and resurrection of Christ. And we experience that anew in baptism. In baptism, we are set free from sin's power. If you remember how the liturgy goes, we receive an identifying mark. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, we say, and marked with the cross of Christ forever. In other words, we're no longer under sin's dominion. We're under Christ's. We have new ownership. Sin and death have no dominion over us anymore. We die to sin and rise to newness of life. Now, it doesn't mean that suddenly once we're baptized, we become sinless. Far from it. But the Holy Spirit begins to work in us, to change us and to transform us so that we don't do the same old stuff over and over again. We don't think in the same old ways over and over again. Instead, the Holy Spirit lives in us and Christ lives in us. You probably, some of you recognize that Romans 6 frequently gets read at funerals. And for good reason, that it's also in our liturgy today for Ash Wednesday. Because you see, we are sort of symbolically experiencing a death and a rising and a new life. We mark ourselves with ashes as a sign of our sorrow for sin, but we also recognize that there is new life in Christ's death and resurrection, a gift that's given to us, an identifying mark that is also placed upon our foreheads. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. It's who you are. It's who you will always be. Yes, you are dead and alive. The good news is that that is in the shape of a cross. It comes to us through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. It comes to us as forgiveness. It breaks that bondage to sin and gives us new life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.